and share a few things about what's happening. First of all, again, I always want to start with expressing gratitude. Every day I get up and thank the Lord for all that he's doing, but when I get a chance, I want to thank you guys too. I don't feel like I get a thank you enough for all that you're doing. And there's no question, as if you could walk in my shoes, I wish you could hear all the testimonies and all the ways in which you guys are impacting people across this nation. You might not feel like it, you're doing your piece in your state, but the word is getting out and people are being encouraged across the nation about what you're doing in your states with your legislators. Most of you know that our emphasis has always been on prayer and action. We feel like both of those are crucial. Not only are we praying, but we're also protecting prayer, making sure that people understand that we have to protect our religious freedom and protect prayer in America. It's a new battlefront, and it's become clear as religious freedom over the last couple of years has come into its own, really even the last year, has come into its own message, its own battlefront. It's been kind of tucked behind life and family for a long time, but clearly religious liberty is even sort of coming away from those social issues and coming into its own voice and needs to. And not only am I saying that, but many people across the nation, leaders across the nation are saying, we have got to get religious freedom on the forefront and we have to win this battle because we lose all the other battles and freedoms and when we lose the religious freedom battle. So that's the battle we're in with all of our heart is prayer and protecting prayer. So thank you, every one of you, for what you're doing. Our strategy approach, our strategic approach has been top down and bottom up. The reason why I want to talk about that for just a moment is because you guys are well aware of the top down approach that we've taken, which is mobilizing our legislative network, the 90 members of Congress, the hundreds of legislators across the nation who are willing to stand together and begin with prayer, but then also partner together with each other, with us, with members of the Congressional Prayer Caucus, and then move into policy, religious freedom policy as well. And I know all the different states are in various stages of that involvement with us. Some are just trying to pray. That's what they're trying to do, and they're starting there. Others are a little more advanced, and they're actually working together on religious freedom policy. Some are, somewhere in the middle and kind of a combination of those. So we're fine with where you are in the process, but across the nation, our grand strategy includes mobilizing a network of legislators who are praying, partnering, and also supporting religious freedom policy together. So the bottom-up approach, I wanted to just spend a few moments on that because the bottom-up approach, as I meet with the legislators across the nation and talk with the different ones, even this last week we were at Wall Builders, I met with many of the legislators that are part of our prayer caucus and prayer caucus chairman, and the one thing that comes up strong is, can you help with the support of the churches and the citizens and the networks? If we stand up, when we stand up and actually work together, pray together, and do policy together, we need the people to stand with us. Their voice has to be loud. They need to make sure that they let the other legislators know that they want this to happen, because the atheists, the folks with an agenda to remove God from America are loud, and they're vehement, and they are aggressive. And unfortunately, they put pressure on the other legislators, and sometimes these good folks that are trying to do the right thing don't have the widespread support that they need to actually get it passed. And so that's a long conversation, but we've been talking at length of how we can build this bottom-up strategy where we mobilize the masses, not only individuals, to take individual steps to pray, to share a post, to sign a petition, but also to move even further and mobilize together in showing up at the Capitol or sending emails or phone calls or making sure that they do some other things, including, you know, putting God We Trust up or support that activity in the Capitols or in the schools or government buildings. So we're making huge strides in making connections with strategic partners to make it easier and just a wide open field for us to get our messaging out, not only the national messaging, but also in each of your individual states. As you have groups that are praying together or that have messages that they want to get out support for, talking to the folks in Maine, and they said, we put forth religious freedom legislation, and it was a battle to get it through, but we didn't have any support from the churches. Where were they? We need them to stand up with us if we're going to protect Maine from this onslaught. The same is across the nation, the same kinds of things. So a couple of things that we are working with. I'm working with the Washington Times. I don't know if you know, but they're one of the last bastions of conservative media in this nation, and they've broadened their approach. They're not just a newspaper, but they've broadened it to 19 and soon to be 30 different mechanisms or venues through which they can get messaging out. And they are very excited about partnering with us, and I'm meeting with the chairman to actually plan a grand strategy together of how we can partner with them and they can help get our message out both locally and nationally. And also The Blaze. Of course, many of you know Glenn Beck. I was talking to David Barton at the Wall Builders Conference, and they've said, Leah, you know you have a wide open invitation here at The Blaze. We can get your message out and the message of your state prayer caucus and state directors. We can get it out. You know, they have $20 million, you know, followers. I sat down yesterday morning with a gentleman from two of the biggest social media sites. One of them, Pray America, has 1 million fans, and they have a reach of about 95 million when it's all said. And then they're launching another one, which is sort of their action site. And they're talking to us of how can we strategize with you so that when you put something out, we amplify it for you. We get it out to all of our folks as well. Now, part of the reason why I haven't moved forward rapidly on these things is because I'm working with Ash Grayson, which I told you about. It's the guy who is revamping our infrastructure, our website, social media infrastructure, so that we can handle those kinds of that kind of attention when it comes. We haven't moved forward on these relationships yet, because when we do, we want it to be excellent. We want it to be done well. We don't want to put something out there and have all these people come to our website and it crashing. Like so many of our people are having trouble with. We want to make sure that we've got our messaging strong, we've got our website infrastructure strong, and that's what they're doing, and they expect to have that done in the next couple of months. And, of course, as that unfolds, we'll be giving you specifics of, you know, how we're going to support what you're doing. Because one of the things I've said every step of the way is always, I want to make sure whatever we do at the national level, the purpose of it, is to equip and support the state directors and what you're doing, because what you're doing is what's important at the ground level. Everybody agrees this battle is going to the states. This has to be won at the states. And so just so you know, even though you haven't maybe heard many details about all this of how it's going to support and help you, it's because I don't quite have them yet. We're working on the strategy right now of how to best do that and just trying to get a lot of input and information from you guys and from the state legislators and also from the gurus, you know, sort of the experts on social media and web development and all that on how best to make sure that we get our messaging localized and targeted so it's not just a mass thing out there. So just coming back to the Wall Builders Conference, it was so encouraging to be there. David Barton was so kind. This is for those of you who don't know, it's the Pro Family Legislators Conference. It's probably the most warm and best reception for us, where we have, I don't know, probably 70 to 100 legislators from probably 20 to 30 states that show up there. And this year, you know, David Barton's always been very kind and very generous and supportive of everything we do, but he allowed us to have a platform. This invited me up to talk about what was happening across the nation. And I probably had another 6 or 7 states that came up to me afterwards when they heard of what we were trying to do and what was happening, heard a couple testimonies, and they had also heard from other legislators. A couple of them told me they'd heard about this. Nebraska, Alaska, Minnesota, Idaho, Arkansas, Maryland, all coming up and saying, we're ready to start this. We want to be a part of this network. How do we get this going? And I think I've had an idea of who might be state directors to help you. And so I do want you to know that I just kind of wanted to give you this overview of what we're trying to do at the national level to support you. We, just as a quick aside, the fundraising dinner that we had put together, we had a great event that we were so excited about. We had I don't know, 20 to 25, I think, I can't remember how many, Ann might know, people that were going to come to that event that night. It's a very nice place. Congressman Forbes was going to be there. And the, you know, shutdown happened. And Randy had to stay up in D.C. One thing led to another, and we had to postpone that event. We have every intention of rescheduling that after the first of the year, but I just wanted to let you know I haven't reported on that because we had to reschedule. It was unfortunate timing, but we're still very excited about finding ways in which we can help with funding for you, the states that need it. And I just want you to know that is utmost on my mind. One of the reasons why I'm meeting with Chairman Tom McNevitt, the chairman of the Washington Times, is because he's a strategist. That is his forte. And he said, well, listen, let's just have you and I a meeting. We're meeting on Monday from 10 to 3. He said, let's just strategize and get on paper your grand strategy and then see what we can do to get you some more funding. I think I know some people that we can connect you with. So that's utmost on my mind to get us the funding and the things we need to make sure that you all have access to some funds and that we can duplicate what we're doing in some of your states. And I know that's been a question. You're all gracious and nobody's really pounding down the doors for money, but I know that it's money that helps making things happen, and we want to make sure that our support for you is strong and that we can come in and maybe host some of these events for you guys as well at the various states. So that is still a strong emphasis for us. So I just wanted you all to know that. But with that, I want to introduce Ann, and I wanted her to start by giving testimony of what Representative Alonz from Iowa said. I was just so encouraged, and Jenny, I think this might encourage you as well. It was, before I pass it off to Ann, it was so fun to spend time with Representative Saccone. Abby in Pennsylvania was just fantastic. He and his wife were there, and of course Beth, Representative Kent
Lambert.
Yeah, was there, and of course Senator Lundberg was fantastic, and they all had great feedback. In Oklahoma, Sandra, I spent time with Sally, and that was very encouraging just to hear her talk about some of the things that were happening there, and then Renfro, of course, in Colorado as well. So a very, very encouraging time. And several folks from some of the other states were there as well, and I can't remember all the people that we were talking to, but it was a really very, very encouraging to get feedback from them and to hear them affirm and just talk about what a great job you guys are doing and how much they appreciate what you're doing. You guys were obviously are such a huge blessing to them, and again, just want to thank you for that. So without any further ado, Ann Carey, many of you met at a previous conversation when we introduced her, but she has come on as a director of development and also legislative support. She's an attorney. Very accomplished. She's been the head of nonprofit organizations, very capable, and she's joined our team, and she's been working on ensuring that our donor acquisition and care is strong and increasing that opportunity, as well as making sure that she's starting to brainstorm and think of ways where she can support our legislators even more specifically, whether it be with legislative ideas or some other things as well that we're brainstorming. But she is a huge help and a huge resource. And so, Ann Carey, why don't you start whatever else you want to say, but also the testimony that you got from Representative Alonz.
Okay. Thank you, Leah. I appreciate your comments. One of the things that was incredibly encouraging to me at the Wall Builders Conference was the unity of the state legislators and the various aspects of this battle that the Lord is assigning to each one of them. It was an enormous encouragement to me. And a big thrust that I noticed in the conference was the overall religious liberties and how it affected everyone. And so it was a great privilege for me to be there and to participate in that and to see these men and women that God has raised up around the country and to hear what they are doing in whatever battle it is the Lord has called them to fight in their particular states. So having said that, that was one thing because it's very broad and it was really, truly encouraging. So I want to encourage you with that. But secondly, that one of the great things that happened was Dwayne Alonz, he is the representative from Iowa, he stood up in the Sunday morning worship service when they had given time for testimonies. He stood up and he gave testimony to how much it has meant to him to have a legislative prayer caucus in his state. He said they started out very small, but they now had 49 legislators that were joining them in prayer. So he was truly, truly excited. He encouraged everyone that was there that if they did not have a prayer caucus to get one and, you know, to develop one. So I was really encouraged by him. I contacted him yesterday to thank him. I put him in touch with Senator Saccone, or I'm sorry, Representative Saccone, Pennsylvania, passed on Representative Saccone's legislation that he has introduced, his House bill to promote In God We Trust, our national motto, and placing it in all of the schools. I have prepared for Senator Saccone talking points that help him to, you know, on any particular issue that he can develop some sound bites off of in case he's around the press and he needs to say something or in case someone assaults him suddenly with, you know, some challenge that he will have, you know, where it is in the law, where it is as far as, you know, when it was reestablished as our, you know, reaffirmed, I guess I should say, by the United States Congress in 2011 that it was our national motto. All of the case law that I am aware of at this point, from the Supreme Court to the circuit courts to the district courts that have ruled on the fact that In God We Trust is our national motto and it is not subject to the Establishment Clause scrutiny from the First Amendment. So we're really encouraged by that, and so now I think that Senator Congressman Representative Alonz, I'll get it straight, I think he's going to proceed forward with a type of that same legislation to get it in the schools in Iowa. So we're excited about that. There are several opportunities, in fact, sometime after the new year. I know now it's getting near holiday season and everybody gets overworked, but sometime in the beginning of the new year, what I would like to do is perhaps maybe talk with you guys about how I might be able to help you support the legislators in your states. What it is you might need, what it is the legislators might need, perhaps get in touch with them, find out what it is they want, but just to be a resource and be available to you. And if I don't know the answers, which I may not, if I don't know them, I can certainly find them out. I know where to go to find them if I don't know the answer. So I really want to thank you all for everything that you're doing, because without you, it would be a whole lot harder to pull this off. So I really want to applaud you and thank you for just being faithful to God and standing up and doing what you need to do. And with that, I pass it back to Leah or Summer.
Great, great. Yeah, thank you. Thank you all so much. Yeah, I think I would love to just pass it back to you, Summer. Really did want to reiterate, too, that was appreciated, Anne bringing up that one point. When I talked to David, I said, wow, David, you really made this conference about religious freedom and prayer and how crucial it was that God, we get back to the faith roots in our nation. He said, oh, Leah, I did not orchestrate that. He said, I don't tell any of these people what to talk about. He said, it was astounding. Every speaker, it seemed like, came, nearly everyone that could, came and took it back to that. So he said, what you guys are doing is exactly where we need to be. We need you to be, uh, to be focusing on this and to be ensuring that this happened. And Congressman Forbes, I know, is meeting with several people up at the Congressional Prayer Caucus level about asking how they can continue to strategize and work together as legislators. And he also is interested in making sure that he jumped in as much as he possibly can to help, because they're feeling it. They're feeling the critical nature of prayer, and God is our hope, and everybody understands that. So they're really going, working overtime to make sure that God remains in America. So with that, I will pass it back to you, Summer.
Great. Well, I wanted to just open it up to see if anybody had any questions or comments about what Leah or Ann said. Okay. Well, I'm just going to give a couple
Can I say there's one thing that I feel like the Lord is encouraging me to tell everybody. At the Wall Builders Conference, I had the pleasure of meeting David French, who is the senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ, which is Jay Sekulow's group. He is going to publish in the next couple of weeks an article in the National Review, which is an online magazine, a list of all of the legislation that is currently in some stage or form. I don't know. He didn't clarify whether it was being introduced or whether it had already passed. But he is going to be publishing a list of all the religious liberties legislation in each state. Mm-hmm. So if you happen to think of it, look it up. I know I'm going to be on the lookout for it, so if you miss it, please don't hesitate to call me if you want to know what has already passed in your state or what is out there.
Hey, I just wanted to ask if somebody could send us a link to that when it comes out.
Yes.
I'll get it together and give it to Summer, unless Summer sees it first. I know we're all going to be on the lookout for it.
Yeah, we'll get it to you.
Thank you. Great. Well, I just want to give a couple more little testimonies of how God is moving. Representative Saccone in Pennsylvania has definitely been just a blessing, I guess, more than anything. And I know Abby may have an update on Pennsylvania. I would love for Abby to give an update on Pennsylvania, but I wanted to give a quick update as to how he's even helping launch other states. Just through Delbert Pratt, I should say, in Illinois, has been continuing to pray and contact like-minded legislators, and she's been great at continuing to kind of plow that ground. But in the meantime, Representative Saccone just happened to be passing through Illinois, Chicago, went into the state capitol there. They're trying to meet with any legislator, anybody about the prayer caucus, and there wasn't anybody there, but there was, he found out that there was one gentleman that was going to be there just a few minutes, so he hung around. It happened to be Senator McCann, who is a like-minded, Bible-believing Christian that is very excited about launching a prayer caucus. So they had some discussions, and then Delbra updated me last week that Senator McCann actually went to Pennsylvania to meet with Representative Saccone yesterday about launching the prayer caucus. And Delbra, do you have any more information on that, or even Abby, anything that you want to share on that? It's just kind of fun to see how the Lord is continuing to move in these states, how He wants. Is any updates on those?
This is Delbra Summer. Actually, I'm supposed to call Senator McCann late this morning, so I'm going to give him a call, and I don't have any feedback, but I'm telling you, if there's any man that should be the spearhead of an Illinois legislative prayer caucus, Senator McCann is the man. He speaks, we've heard him speak many times. He's no longer my state senator because of redistricting, but we continue, with a relationship with him, and every time we hear him speak, he speaks with a biblical worldview. Even a couple of weeks ago when we had a rally to defend marriage, actually coordinated by Illinois Family Institute, Senator McCann got up in front of the people, and he just said, you know, this is not your senator's problem. This is not your representative's problem. This is a problem that the body of Christ must face and deal with. And he just spoke so eloquently of just waking us up to the fact that the church, the body of Christ, has to come alive and has to stand up, not just in prayer, but as Leah said earlier, action. And so I'm excited. I'm excited.
Well, and that was unique because you already knew who he was, correct? And then in the meantime, you've also had a couple other legislators contact you about the prayer caucus. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. We do have several that are interested. So,
excellent. Well, thank you for staying in that. I know there was not much movement in the beginning, but I'm sure your prayers and just faithfulness is paying off there in Illinois. And God is moving there. Also, Alabama has had a lot of movement. We have a citizen there that has taken it upon himself to contact the governor, the lieutenant governor, legislators, churches. I mean, he has so many connections in Republican committees and national, I guess it would be like church association. So he's been pushing this prayer caucus, and there's been a lot of movement. He actually got a letter from the lieutenant governor thanking him and encouraging his efforts and supporting his desire to see prayer protected in Alabama. So those are just a couple of examples of how God is continuing to move in these states, and it's just a lot of fun. But I wanted to take some time now also to return back to the telebriefing. Did anybody have any comments or feedback from legislators that you want to share, or do you have any comments that you want to share about the telebriefing that took place last month? Okay. Does everyone?
They did like what they heard.
Okay, good. And does everyone feel like this is? Go ahead.
Right. They like being connected on a national level. So
great.
That's the only feedback I heard on. I mean, the only feedback one yesterday. They had a hard time getting the login to work. And I mean, not the login, but once they're logged in, getting any sound. And so, but the ones that, a couple of them that did get in, they seemed to be happy with what they heard.
Okay, so you had, those are legislators that were attending the Colonel Allen West?
By the Allen West thing, yeah.
Okay, great. That is good news. Does everyone agree that these telebriefings or web briefings are beneficial? Is this something that you'd like the foundation to continue to host? And
Yes.
Having a big name like Allen West helps. You know, they feel like they're connecting to somebody, worth connecting to.
I have to agree on that. I think there should be more of them. If we could do maybe one every at least 6 weeks, it would help the local people feel more connected nationally.
Okay, so those are, you're referring specifically to like a state do you mean state legislators or citizens in general?
I think both are key, but the legislators in general that maybe don't get to visit or see or hear from these people except for what they hear on the news, and it's more of a personal touch that maybe that will enact them to do the right thing when it comes to legislation and not get swayed or being told, because there's so much talk going on that we know that if the wrong person sways their ear, then they won't listen, and then we have a bigger fight on our hands more so than ever. The citizens, it's always good for them to be able to have an opportunity because they definitely don't ever have a chance unless there's an event in the area where one of these key figures is present, and then they can go and have that opportunity to hear them speak in person.
Okay, good.
I would say, too, for the legislators, that is forming a thread of unity across the nation, actually, and into our Washington government, where they are, it's kind of like they can see who they're standing with, and it just is going to form a greater bond, and knowing that they're not alone in their states even, but that they're hearing from national and level, and then I don't even know if there's some time where the states could even talk with amongst each other, converse. So
that's good. Leah, do you want to comment on potentially state communication, or should we leave that for another call when we have a little bit more of a clear plan?
You mean as far as states interacting together or states participating in the national call?
Yeah, I guess states interacting together.
Yeah, I think probably that might be for a future call. We want to, in everything that we're doing, we're thinking on these terms. We're sort of putting forth one thing at a national telebriefing. How does that work? Is that the right fit? And then should we duplicate this in the state? So I think we can have further conversations. One of the ideas we had was that even on this national call, that we have maybe even one of our states participate and tell a story of what's happening in their state, give testimony here and there, so that they can hear what's happening at the local level as well. But then at a statewide call, there might be some possibilities. That'll be going from state to state, and who has a vision for that, and what specifically would be the messaging that we'd want to do that call for. But I think we're wide open to that option. I probably should have just left it with that.
Leah? Hi, this is Sharon. I just wanted to make an observation about Alan West, if I could. In a world of conference calls, I mean, we do this all the time. I would just say, from my point, I was very appreciative of that call. I thought easily it was one of the best conference calls I've done. He has a great grace to do that. There was revelation in it. He is a great communicator. And just in terms of the bigger picture, I wish there was a link to it, or it was available on demand for a period of time, because there are a number of people in the North Carolina caucus. I would like to give them an opportunity to hear that. But the other thing is, on the first call, I really did not feel that my efforts in getting people to participate in that call were very fruitful. I was disappointed in the amount of participation we had for the time that was put into that. And I feel like this could be a great way of helping people understand that this is a really good resource. If we had a link to it for a period of time and they could go into it and just kind of hear it for themselves.
Okay, Sharon, those are great ideas. Thank you. We'll definitely figure out how we can help make this a better resource. So thank you. Those are great.
Good. Okay, good. I wanted to take a minute and turn this over to Abby, if you don't mind. Abby's taking a minute to share about what's going on in Pennsylvania. I wonder, Abby, are you there? Okay, maybe we'll come back to Abby. We have just about 15 minutes left. We want to be sensitive to everyone's time. I want to open the floor, and in order for you all to communicate amongst yourself or ask any questions. And we're coming upon the new session for a lot of states, and just in thinking and strategizing, are there any ideas that people have, any questions that people have? I know, Beth, you said in Colorado that you're beginning to think through opening session prayer events. Let's start with you, if you don't mind, just taking a minute to share what's going on there, just to kind of launch the ideas.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, 2 days, on Monday the 6th, I think it's the 6th, which is 2 days before we open our session here in Colorado, we are going to have a prayer event at the Capitol, and I got all the planning going, but I've been pulled into some other jobs for some legislators, and so fortunately I've got two ladies here with Citizen Link and Colorado Family Action that are just taking it and running with it, which is absolutely wonderful. They've changed up a little bit, but I think it's going to be really workable. We're gathering first, and we are reaching out to every single Christian organization we can find. We're sending it out to individuals, to churches, all of that, and have them come down to the Capitol that day. There'll be a time of corporate prayer in our largest hearing room, I developed a prayer walk through the Capitol so that, for instance, at the old Supreme Court chambers, you pray for our state Supreme Court members. When you're in the west lobby of the Capitol, you're praying for the governor, lieutenant governor. When you're in the gallery of the House, you pray for House members. And so basically there's about 10 spots. And so what we're doing is that after they come together, we'll hand out these prayer walks that they can do then or anytime. And then we're going to put it also on the website and encourage people to come down and do this on their own. And so, you know, we're just hoping that God really can have a presence at our Capitol and claim some of that ground back for God and for His work rather than what it's being used for now.
Mm-hmm.
You're also doing a prayer calendar that I'm going to be updating, and it is currently posted on your State Prayer Caucus page. But that's another idea that she's implemented, is creating a prayer calendar. So each day it's two or three legislators, and then people can go to the State Prayer Caucus page and either download or just daily take a look at that and keep in step with what her heart is for Colorado. So wanted to just make you aware of that, or everyone aware of that, that your State Prayer Caucus page is designed to be a resource for you. So if you have, and for your citizen network. So if there's anything that you would like to do like that, please let me know, and we'll do our best to help get that the support that you need on the website.
So, Summer, I have a question. This is Jenny. So I send out that weekly notification where we're highlighting a senator and a representative every week that are members of our caucus. Is this something you're saying we could have that? Because I don't have the ability, right? You have to do that on our webpage. We don't have the ability
right.
to make changes. Is that correct? So that would be a lot of work if I wanted to do that on my website every week. I mean, if all
yeah.
of us wanted to do that, so.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking through if there's any immediate.
This is Beth. I was trying to do that, like, through Facebook at first and things like that, but we found that putting the monthly prayer calendar up, and I make copies of it all the time and take it everywhere I go, that we're getting more prayer coverage because the people don't have to go to a website. They can tape this to the refrigerator door or, you know, whatever, and
mm-hmm.
they don't have to remember to go looking. So,
okay, good. Well, they're definitely both great ideas. And we'll, Jenny, you and I can talk about maybe some
yeah,
other ideas.
That sounds good.
That we can think through in addition to the weekly prayer. But that's great. And now that we're going into kind of our second year for a lot of these states, I wanted to even just take a minute to discuss what's worked well. Some of the states that have, this is your second year, can maybe identify what's worked well and what hasn't worked well for starting the session. I know North Carolina, Sharon had a really great prayer session last year. Can you take a minute just to share what you did and how that actually was coordinated?
Well, it happened because the governor declared a week of prayer over the state. It was the week of the National Day of Prayer. And, of course, it was also the anniversary of Washington's dedication of the nation to the Lord at his inauguration. So the leader of the prayer caucus just said that he felt the appropriate response would be to say, in response to the governor's proclamation, we invite you to come to this event. And I made some mistakes with it as not really understanding the system too well, just because it was actually in the legislative building, and I didn't realize at the time that the whole protest event was going to kick off the night before that. So there probably are some better ways I could have handled it with the legislative police in view of that. That would have made it easier for them. But we did go back and talk through that, and I repented and took them breakfast. And so I think we're all on a good page about it. But it was a great event. People still talk about it. In fact, I had someone call me yesterday and say, when is the next event? But I don't know if this is an issue for anybody else right now, but now that the sessions are over, we're just trying to look at how we can be a part and serve the community of like-minded people, and I guess we're sort of dropping back in the formation with some other people and their events, and also just saying, okay, Lord, what do we do next?
Good.
Okay, it seems to me that the prayer caucus, did they have some effort, or did they play any part in getting the governor to do a week of prayer? It seems to me that Linda then has, or the prayer caucus members there had something to do with that. Is that correct or no?
Well, there probably were a lot of people involved in that. One of them may have been the legislative liaison to the governor's office. Typically, he's a new governor, but typically the governor does declare like a day of prayer for the National Day of Prayer. But for whatever reason, he declared a week of prayer.
Okay. Well, that's good. I guess it's something to think about. If the legislators feel like it's important to start something like that, they could potentially work with the governor's office on that and then coordinate a great, all the branches, because it was the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch that participated in that event. Is that right, in North Carolina?
They were invited, and we would have invited some of them to be prayer leaders. In fact, we did. Unfortunately, all the Supreme Court justices were somewhere else at another event that night. So as far as actual prayer leaders, the prayer leaders were either citizen leaders or members of the caucus. But that would have been great if we could have had them from all three branches.
Okay. Well, that, I remember that being a great, great success. And then Oklahoma, Sandra, you had some great prayer events as well to launch the session. Do you have a minute just to share what you did there?
As far as the beginning of the session, last year whenever we began, we did a prayer breakfast, and it was somewhat attended. It was not heavily attended, but we were not the only event on the schedule. So the legislators had to split their time. We're looking at doing a similar event this year, as well as we had the Sunday before legislation began, we had a prayer vigil up at the state capitol. It always seems to fall on Super Bowl Sunday because our legislation traditionally comes into session right after that. And so it's not always, unfortunately, a high priority for some of our legislators. We're hoping to change the tune in that this year with everything going on. I think that they're going to feel and the citizens want to become a larger part of what is happening at their state capitol. And getting the citizens involved is definitely what's going to make the change happen. So you always have your few who are passionate, and then you have your others who say, oh, I'll let someone else do that. I can do that from home. But I think the true essence within this is we're trying to make them understand that it's important that they do participate and become activated, because if they do not, whatever happens at Lytton legislation, and they could have had a part in a very important part through prayer in making a change, and praying, really, truly sending a positive message to the legislator. And that's, again, something else we do is we allow the citizens to leave notes on that Sunday before legislation. So we have a few differences of opinions that I have talked with some of those who are on board within the caucus of when to hold that event. And Sally and I worked strategically together on that, trying to make the best decision possible, because there are those who feel like the Monday when actual legislation begins is when we should do it and not the Sunday before. But we are working through that issue now. And then also I would like to do another prayer breakfast. And for everything that I do here, when it comes to time for raising money, I usually specifically target and raise money for a specific event. So it would be wonderful if we were to look forward and ahead to having Leah and others come here to the state and to have an actual event sometime. I feel like it would help the citizens also become remotivated and activated and want to participate, as well as the legislators, because they are then feeling a lot more connected nationally and not just locally. But again, as these things come into play, you know, if we can set something aside, and I know I voiced once that I'm interested in that, but have not followed up on it, so I would like to do that at some point.
Okay, great. So what I heard was a prayer breakfast worked well, a capital prayer time where you go in and pray actually in the chambers and leave encouraging notes worked well. It's just really coordinating dates and kind of thinking through when, and also maybe having time to help mobilize and get the word out on those. So I remember those being really good events, and also agree wholeheartedly, and I know Mike is thinking about this as well, that as we start each new session, really thinking through how to, Mike in Kentucky, that is, how to re-engage the legislators and the citizens to kind of recommit to this mission every year. So he's thinking through potentially doing another call to prayer event, coordinating new legislators, or identifying and inviting new legislators to be a part of it. Again, doing some type of maybe assigned call to prayer, and, you know, incorporating citizens as much as possible. So that's something that to think about, if that's something, or something to discuss with your state legislators, whether or not that's important to them as we continue this annually. So good. I know we're right at that time. Is there anything else, any questions, anything that anybody wants to share before we close?
Well, I don't know if we have time. This is Jenny from Iowa, and we just started at the end of last year, so we have not had an opening session. But our plan is, and I've got too much to share for the time we have here, but one of the things is that we are contacting leaders, and we bring as much busloads of people that we can for our first day of session to fill our capital, to show the support to our legislators that are part of the caucus and that are standing with them, which kind of goes along with Leah's talking about. Also, this year going around our state, and we are going to be scheduling training in all 12 regions, several in each region, to teach and to teach about separation of church and state to the churches and to the pastors. And God is moving greatly in Iowa right now. He told me he would bring the people to the Capitol. We started with 6 people praying. We're over 20 people coming. And I'm getting every week new correspondence from pastors wanting to know what this is about. They want to pray for government leaders and asking for details. And we've got connections with transformation groups now. I've got connections with all the houses of prayer. I could go on and on, but it's very exciting to see what God is bringing to the table, who he's bringing to the table, and the connections they have, and how they're wanting to unite and help in any way they can. And I will be speaking before a large group of leaders January 3rd about church and state and the prayer caucus. So, like I said, I could go on and on, but just some encouragement to you. We started out praying for God to bring those that would help come alongside, and the doors have opened, and our prayer is just busted wide open at the Capitol, and we're just seeing great, great things beginning to happen. So,
excellent. Well, that I know each and every one of you have been doing such a great job, and I love to hear all of the forward movement. And Jenny, you have done a great job there, you know, breaking that state into regions and really coordinating, and with the governor's prayer team as well and the different leaders in that state. And I know it is going strong in Iowa. So that's so encouraging. And we do thank each and every one of you for all of your efforts. It has been, you all have been so faithful, and the Lord has been faithful to bless your efforts. So we just want to thank you. We appreciate you. And Leah, would you, if there's not, is there anything else? I'm trying to be careful of time. Is there anything else anybody wants to comment on before we have Leah close?
Well, I need to meet and talk with, I think, the foundation leadership dealing with some of this religious liberty legislation and how to, I was to proceed with it, but I think that's a separate conversation I need to have with Ann and Summer and Leah. What to do with it about it, because they've been asking me questions and wanting my input, and I'm not really qualified for that. So,
Leah, do you want to comment on that?
Well, actually, I would love. Why don't you start with a conversation with Ann Thomas, coordinate a time with them, and then we can loop in. Just depending on what your questions are, I know each summer myself and Ann sort of have a different role to play in how we're impacting, how we're supporting legislation. But Ann would be the person to talk to if you're wanting to know specifically about the legislation. Is it good? Is it helpful? How would I support it? How do I respond to it? And then I would be more the person to talk to if you wanted to know how as a state director of the foundation, do I engage in, you know, in the big picture of supporting legislation in general. And then Summer, of course, can help you with the specifics day-to-day and if you're getting down to more detail. So depending on what your question is, hopefully that'll help you call the right person. But it sounds like you might want to start with Ann, but I'll let you decide that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But, yeah, so we're here. I appreciate that, and we're here to have as many conversations. And I just want to mention, too, it is so obvious to me as I go from the various states how dramatically different even whole regions are. Even as I've been talking to these folks in Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Maryland, just so you know, Pastor Marion, I've heard from the folks from the different states who have talked about the impact and how well Connecticut is actually breaking through the New England sort of liberalism in a powerful way. They've heard about the ways in which your prayer groups are making an impact there in Connecticut. So if you're still on the call, I just wanted you to know that. And but it's a completely different animal. And I want to make sure every state director knows we understand there's different seasons, different phases, and completely different states and DNAs and everything. And we're here to help you in whatever state or stage your particular state is in. And don't be discouraged. Some have started with one or two people and have had tremendous testimony. Others walk into a landslide of faith in God and prayer, because that's just the way it is. So just so you know, we're with you in all of it, and be encouraged in every way. And so, Father, we just thank you for this time. Thank you for these folks. And, Lord, I ask that you would continue to provide us more and more opportunities, more and more conversation. Lead us by your Holy Spirit and teach us how to steward well this opportunity and this calling that you've given every one of us in such a time as this, at the forefront of a huge, important battle for righteousness, for a spiritual awakening, for intellectual awakening, for our freedom in America. Thank you. for all these that you have called. We pray for continued unity and strength and courage. In Jesus' name, for real, we don't do this except for through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and you, Father, that has equipped us for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Bless you all. Thank you all for your time today. We all just continually recommit to to the Lord and to this mission. So we just thank you for your faithfulness and your committed efforts to seeing our Judeo-Christian heritage and religious liberty protected. And we just bless you and we thank you. And if you need anything, we will talk very soon.
Thanks, Summer. Blessings.
Yeah. Bless you all.
Okay.
Bye.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.